I don't know.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Ali, a message of concern. We are here on this Pop Talk radio station tonight. Again, we like to greet you in the best of the greeting of Assalamu Alaikum, and we like to say to you, Ramadan Mubarak, may your Ramadan be blessed. Blessed Ramadan. We are here tonight to fight the age-old problem of racism coming from religion. So we like to start our show off tonight called El Fata, which means open. So we like to open our talk up with El Fata. First we say it in the Arabic language, then we say it in the English translation. Humali Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi to me, Arrahman, Arrahim, Maliki Omidin. Iyaka Nabudiyaka Nastahim. And then it's Zerato Mustaki. Zerato Ladina, Tanto Lehim. Kali Maidubi, Lehim, Walidolim. Ah. witness when we testify with the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. All praise are due to our Lord, and cherished sustainer of all worlds. Allah is most gracious. Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast restored thy favors, and not of those who wrath brought down. Amen. I'd like to greet you again in the best of the greeting. All the prophets, all of them, when they come among the people, they greet the people in peace. And most likely they said, As-salam alaikum. May God peace be unto you. So we're here tonight on the Prop Talk radio station again, speaking about the images and the effect that are caused on the American society. That image affect the whole society. No matter where that, no matter what country it's on, it affect the whole country. Why? Because God said, don't make an image of him. Don't take nothing. And a patriot is nothing but somebody who pushing or trying to make an false image and put it with somebody else. But it would Allah. So Allah said, do not make patriots and call nothing God, the one who created the heaven and the earth, created everybody you see, everybody you don't see. He have created all of us for a reason, and that reason is to serve him. And he gave us guidance through the Bible and the Quran and the Torah. And if we seek to change this world, we have to go to God's scripture, the oldest book, the manual that God have left in the world, so we can go by, that will help our life go in the best of the direction that God wants the life to go in. So we here tonight on the Black Talk Radio Station, coming out of California, under the guidance of Hameen Muhammad, who was sponsored this by Sister Claire Muhammad Film School. We'd like to thank her for this program, Message of the Sun. And we also, I am Brother Abdul Akbar and my wife, Isaiah Akbar. We are co-workers here, along with Suja Muhammad and his wife, Kulam. We are here tonight to bring about the clarity and clarity on what is image of God to the mass of people. And it's not going away. Our kingdom people will never love us as long as we pray to them. And we pray to the image, we really pray to them. So God said, don't make no image. God can stay away from the images that this world attributes to him. He has no image. He should be continued to be put into the image and given to anybody. This is the root cause of racism that we find in the world. Racism has a beginning and an end don't come. The man removed all the image and false image that is trying to portray the creator of this creation. The man get these things out of his mind and heart, off his wall, out of his place of worship, we will see a better world come into shape. Until that happens, we just gonna continue running into racism. We gonna continue running into the evil that this world is putting forth. Allah said he wanted to change our condition, but he can never change our condition until we change what's in our hearts about each other. We must change this cold heart that we allow to live in our tents about each other. You know it's cold when you look around our so-called neighborhoods. And we are the great masses of people right now. We don't own no business in most of these neighborhoods that we live in America. Everybody got a business. What is a business? A business is what they used to call a gold mine. That's what a business is. It's truly a real gold mine. And everybody is harvesting the gold self us. We're going to school all right. 10, 12, 15 years. Just to come back and ask somebody for a job. Not to make any jobs. Over some jobs that we have came up with, that we own and control, because this will gonna bring dignity to the African American people. Business is power. So we have little power. We got all these football players and basketball players who've been in circulation for many years. They have millions and millions of dollars, but don't own nothing. Michael Jordan do not own the Michael Jordan. His name gone, because he do not own all the royalty coming from the Michael Jordan tennis shoes. The people are killing themselves about it. He don't own them. Shaq is selling his shoes. Shaq is selling pizza. He's in the pizza business. One of the business he is. Papa John. Papa John was cold-blooded racist. He will lynch you and then invite you in to come in and buy a pizza. He cared nothing about dark-skinned people. Because of that image been put in him, that God came in his image and that we are supposed to bow and submit our will to do whatever they ask us to do. Excuse me, you now join. This is what that image does. Papa John will hang you, but they put Shaq over Papa John because he's making some racist statement, and I know that's hurt his business, but that will never destroy. It's been the African American feel like they dedicated. This is something they must do, and that's to buy from people that don't look like them. They figure they got to do that. That's why everybody will come to our community where the gold mines are, these businesses, and raking and getting rich off these gold mines and taking these gold mine jewels and gold and all the treasures out of our neighborhood and put in their neighborhood. And you wonder why we don't have anything. We truly hate each other. The church hasn't done anything to stop this. Then to stop the decrease of our businesses. We know racism is wrong. But when we integrate it, we integrate it with a loss. We lost all our businesses to integration. But integration, on the other hand, put many Caucasian Jews, Arabs and everybody else on the top and brought us on the bottom. We spent ourselves on the bottom because all the gold mines belong to everybody else except us. They got up thinking there's a gold mine in some hill somewhere. The gold mine in these business. Own the stove like Walmart. Own the stove like Kroger. Amazon. These are the gold mines. And we support everybody gold mine. And that's the reason we ain't got none. Allah said he will never change our condition until we change within our hearts about each other. We got to change these cold hearts. We got to learn to humble ourselves. Then we can say that we are trying to be the walking Quran. Then we can say we're getting close, we're following Prophet Muhammad. We got to humble ourselves. When we do that, not humble ourselves by turning the other cheek, but humbling ourselves, being real men, if we have to fight, we fight to live. If we die, we fight to go back to God. We're going back to Allah anyway, but we fight to live. We fight to make this world a better place to live in. When we get that kind of attitude, that our dollar ain't going in no other people, why should we spend our money with people who hate us because of our color? Who think they're better than us because all the lies have been given to them. God came in their image. Jesus is God, and God came in their image. And one for the white people, one for people lighter than us. We wouldn't have the thing that we have. We ought to thank them for bringing us here for those 400 years, picking cotton with a gun over our head. We should thank them for that. Look how stupid that is. That's no stupid in saying somebody died for your sin 2,000 years ago. He died for my sin. Look how stupid that sounds. When the truth comes, and when truth comes, falsehood must flee. And we've been living under falsehood, and it got to flee so we can come back together, so we can say our people. We ain't got no people. The people we call our people will bring the rope to hang you because they don't have no love for themselves. It's been taken away from Hollywood is taken away. The movies, the music, the rap, all this has taken away the love for our sons and daughters and wives and children and neighbors. All this was taken away by the skilled hands of Hollywood. When we used to speak to each other, we used to say good morning, good night, how you doing, neighbor? Hollywood is just taking all that out of us. Nobody's saying that. Huh? They show these cowboy pictures, and they show these people are supposed to be honest. Nothing but a hypocritical lie, a theory that they bring to us to keep us away from loving and trusting one another. Oh, you be looking for those kind of people. You be looking for those kind of honest Caucasian people. If they believe that Jesus is God and they are closer to God than we are, they ain't going to never treat you right. And that's why God says, don't make no image. All that coming out of the image, they will never treat you like a man. As long as our people are saying, thank you, Jesus, and holding one of them up as their Lord and Savior, they will never trust us. They will never want to mix with us or be with us. They will never treat us like the human being God said he created. They want to call us apes. We from the ape family. And they have more look like ape than ours do. Their hair, the ape got straight hair. Huh? That's why it's plain in the scripture that Jesus had curly hair. Why? Because you need the people that are going to be messed up. The one got the straight hair, the one who think they're better than you. They had to paint Jesus in their image to dominate the other peoples of the world. And they dominate most of the people, and they dominate the African-American people. who don't own nothing and don't want no care for anybody that look like them to have something. If that weren't a fact, we would own all of the business in our neighborhood, and we would be proud, but we ain't got nothing to be proud of but Muslims. We are proud because nobody eats better than Muslims. Nobody live better than a Muslim. Allah said that. He said he raised us like that. So all praises are due to Allah. And that's why this Block Talk radio station is to get rid of all that foolishness that won't go away. Get rid of racism. It's to remove the racist attitudes out of the world so we all can live like human beings. Long as that image in the world, there would be hardly any human beings. There would be people with suit and ties on. There would be people working in high rises. There would be people flying jets and working into being doctors and lawyers. But they are not human beings because they have that trace of racism in them. As long as that trace of racism in them, they no more than a snake crawling on the ground. So all praise are due to Allah. And we are here tonight on this Block Talk radio station trying to bring some clarity back to the human family so we can all be human beings together. As long as that image in the world won't be hardly any human being, because those human beings in that image going to try to make all the other people as stink or even as stink as the buffalo you can't hardly find. That's what they want to do with us, make us extinct. They want to blame us for all the trouble in the world. And then they want to point to us, they the ones pollute the water. They want to pollute the ocean. We didn't do it. And they want to point to us the reason that happened, because we are here, the black cats. We are the black cats, the evil cats. And that's when they said the black cats on Halloween. They're talking about us. We the evil cats. They're pointing to. So all praise are due to Allah. We will clean this mess up with the help of Allah. And Allah said we already have won the battle. All we got to do is go pick up the victory that we all won. And we're winning, and we are not going to lose. And Allah said that. So I thank you for listening. I've got to bring others up who's on this Block Talk radio station. They have something to share as well. And we thank everyone for coming on tonight. We're in our Ramadan. We're getting ready to break our fast. We'll be breaking away to get water. I think I will go first, and then Suja will go next, and we will keep this show going. Brother Suja, are you there? I go. Brother Suja, assalamu alaikum, soldier. Brother Suja, assalamu alaikum. Mute your mask one, come into the queue, and we'll get your mic on and let you begin to let people know that you're in the queue. Brother Suja Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Assalamu alaikum. So. Okay, there you go. Don't wait, man.
Hello, you're right on it. I'm going to call the done. So I after I call the done and break my fast, I come on.
Okay, you come back. Okay, good for you.
Okay, I come back and let you break yours. It's your luck.
Yes, sir. So,
yes, sir.
So that's good brothers like Suja. Or fighting. We fighting. And there's other good brothers all over this country. Besides, they're fighting this image. See, brothers are putting that big signs in front of their house like I have done. Remove all racial image from worship. So we fighting. They got sisters fighting. So we are in this fight. And we winning. And nobody, they act like we don't exist. They better talk about the other things in the world. They better talk about Trump. They don't want to put their mind on this. They don't want to even touch this. I've seen it in their face. I've seen Caucasian people. When I tell them that they are not white, I can see them dropping their head in their mind. They're figuring this thing out.
Huh? No, they're not white. They done got away with that for years. White water, black water. Huh? White man killed the black man. Black or evil man killed the good man, maybe. But never has a white man ever killed. The word white means pure. Never have a pure man killed the innocent man for no reason. Or evil and an ungodly man. A man who don't have no fear and don't even render himself to do the will or give himself to God at all. He'll say he loved Jesus, but he ain't going to say he loved God who sent Jesus. Why? Because he's a hypocrite. They're hypocrites. Huh? How can you not love God? Jesus said he didn't come on his own, but God sent him. And they read that. Huh? They don't want to say that. They don't want to tell the world that Jesus said one will come after him and lead us in all truth, because the people will start looking for that one who came after him. And they will discover Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. And when they discover Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, many of them are going to be angry because this was left out of their life. And if they had to know that, maybe their life wouldn't be in so much trouble and turmoil. And so if they hear that truth and the truth would set them free, they're going to be even angry. This didn't get to them a lot quicker. Huh? They wouldn't bend the racism. Huh? They don't want to talk about what good people have done. John Brown, who they killed, and his 9 sons. Because they know slavery was wrong. The one who sung Amazing Grace, Wayne, whatever, I can't think of his name, Wayne or one, he the one made Amazing Grace. He seen that what slavery was wrong. He seen that he when he was a slave owner, he made that song because he know that what he was doing, what it going to cost him for being that kind of person to another person. He woke up to the fact he heard something and something changed his mind. He made that. He got rid of the idea of being a slave. You can imagine how many friends he had in that day and time of Caucasian people. Caucasians supported themselves in Rome. And when one among them said that they didn't like no Rome no more, they banished them. They got them out away from them. So they have been wronging together. Quran teaches about that. They only wrong their own soul. And these Caucasians have wronged their soul. And you see them in politics. You see them as judges now. You see them as lawyers and prostitutes, and the law enforcement. The evil have come to a head, have come to the forefront. All this evil they have done, they have given everybody reparation except us. And now they bring in Ukraine, brother from Ukraine. We sorry about what happened to them in war. But they bring them here. Then they give them the same Social Security that they denied for the citizens who have paid into it. They ain't paid nothing. And they give it to the Ukraine nice homes. Nice neighborhood to stay in. They ain't doing that for us. They drop dope and all these drugs in our neighborhood that made our neighborhood full of misfits. They have scarred the mamas and the fathers. They have scarred the future of the mothers and the fathers and the children that they produce. They have destroyed them by bringing drugs and introducing drugs into the neighborhood. They did this on purpose. They say they put this crack or this what they call the skag and the other drugs they put in the neighborhood where people shoot needles in their arm. They made billions of dollars off that money, and they funded a war with that money. The CIA said they done that. Why did they do it to us? They didn't do it to the other people. They didn't do it to the Jews or the Italians. They did it to us. And they used the Italians and the others to promote and sell them drugs and use them to keep silent, not to say nothing about how them drugs are doing us after we live 400 years in the worst condition. The worst condition that you can imagine a human being had to go through, sleeping on hay, sleeping in a cold barn, hungry. The only thing we could eat was allowed to eat the chitlin, the gut of the hog. That's the only thing they allowed us to eat. They would allow our mothers to go to the trash can and get it out and clean it and bring it back and serve it to the men to keep the meat on the bone. They allowed that. All this happened to us. They used to fish with us. Take that African-American woman baby, put that African-American woman baby on the bank in Florida, in the Everglades, and the crocodile would come up to get that baby, and they would catch that crocodile, but a lot of times he would grab that baby and crush that baby to death with those strong jaws that he got. All this happened to us. And we are free because we could go in the store and buy a beer or buy some cigarettes. That we think that's a quality of freedom. There ain't no freedom. Freedom means responsibility. It's not that freedom is free dome. It's talking about the dome, like the dome of the Capitol. The dome on your head, on our head. They have to be thinking, using, making good decisions. Then the dome is not working for us if we're not making good decisions, if we're not kind to each other. We're not aware of what we're doing, how we're destroying each other by being divided, separated, put against each other.
Nice, Malcolm.
You back? Okay, Brother Sue, I'm doing live.
Yes.
You got it.
I'm doing live. I got it. You're going to break your fail, inshallah. A'udhu Rahim minash Shaitan Rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I also testify and I also bear witness in the one God. There's only one God. And I bear witness and testify that Allah raised up human beings, and that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, messenger of Allah, he's God's servant. He was a human being, just like you and I. Allah didn't raise up angels. Matter of fact, he put us over the angels. He put the human being over the angels. He raised up human beings. And we are people that make mistakes, you know. Allah asked the angels to bow down to us, and they bowed down. No, it's that Iblis. He's the one that is haughty. He's the one that is arrogant, you know, hard-headed, gets stubborn, upset real quick. He gets angry. That's Shaitan. Iblis was one of the jinn. He was one of the jinn, and he was head of the jinn, and he was a person that had leadership ability. You see, and he felt that he more and he was better than everybody else. You got people like that. You know, people make the statement that I'm the one, I'm the leader. You got to listen to me. You know? No, we get our knowledge from each and every one of us. Each and every one of us. You know, Allah is blessing, and there's no one individual who is absolute. No, there's no one that's absolute by himself, you know, that he got all the knowledge. After he tell you what he know, there's nothing else. No, Only Allah is absolute. You know, we are dependent. We're dependent. You see? And we have a saying in our religion, Allah Akbar. You know, that Allah is greater. He's greater than anything that we can imagine. Anything that we see in creation, Allah is greater than that. Anything that you see in creation, that is creation, Allah is greater than that. So you cannot make Allah creation. There's nothing in creation that is Allah. Yeah, but Pastor Sancho said that God is a spirit. Allah Akbar. Anything that you say God is, he's way greater than that. He's way greater than that. You see? Nobody can sit up or stand up and say God is this. Only thing you can say that he's all in all. You can say that. He's all in all. He's not like nothing in creation. There's nothing in creation that God depends on. Everything in creation is dependent, brothers and sisters. You know, I don't care how smart the imam is or how smart you think the minister or the pastor or the reverend, how smart you think they are. They are not smarter than Allah. They don't know more than Allah knows. You see? So we hold our position. We say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadan Rasulullah. We bear witness that there is no God, none, except Allah. You know, and all the scriptures that before Islam, you know, they testify to the same thing. Nothing different. Jesus said, I didn't come to change nothing. I just came to fulfill it. I came to fulfill what the prophets brought before me. I came to fulfill it. I came to condone it. I came to explain it to you. I came to live it. Praise be to Allah. So we got to believe what the prophet is bringing to us, and we got to know that he bringing to us the truth. And the prophet before Prophet Muhammad Jesus said, "Know ye the truth." And the truth will make you free. I set you free. You see, we're slaves because we don't want to accept the truth. We want to follow Shaitan. You know, many of us think that we're better than others. That type of mess, man. I mean, why is it that a person won't be better than another person? Why is that? That ain't nothing but Satan. So if you are better than another person, so what do that mean? That's Shaitan. That's when we say all praise is due to Allah. Our worship is due Allah. And then Allah raised up messengers from among us. He said he raises up messengers from among us. He said that's one of the biggest things that was done. You know, when Allah raised up one from among us, teach us to instruct us in the religion, and to instruct us in knowledge. Let me see, can I find it? I'm trying to find it. See, there's unbelievers, and they're working hard to try to create a disagreement, or try to put out that somebody's doing something. Nobody doing nothing. Ain't nobody doing nothing. Everything is on time. You see? Satan don't have no strength. You know? Satan can't do nothing no more than what you let him do. A lot of made that clear. You know, Satan's power is only the power that you give him. That's why they talk about Satan so much. Oh, they talk about Satan like he's a killer, like he's going to mess up our whole day. You know, like when he does something, it affect everybody. You know, no, Satan ain't got no power. The only power Satan has is the one that you give him. You know, and we're not going to give him no power. Praise be to Allah. You know, we're not going to give Satan no power. We asking for the removal of all racial images out of worship, portray God, anything that's in creation. If we set it up and say that this is superior, this is like Allah, this is a God, you know, Allah says that he don't forgive you for that. He don't forgive you for that. You know, when we try to make some equal in creation to the Creator, he don't forgive you for that. So let's don't do that. You know, what we should be concentrating on, brothers and sisters, is to establish ourselves here in especially here in America or in the world. We need to be concentrating on that. Because these people got us in a situation, or we got ourselves in a situation that is a trap. We're in a trap. We don't have restaurants. We don't have stores. We don't have hospitals. We don't have recreational places. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, recreational, yeah. We're in bad shape. We don't have no time talking about the devil. Our whole time should be concentrated on doing something for self. It's setting up things. That's where our whole tracing should be. And doing something for self. Establishing our brothers and sisters. You know. Get them in power. And be able to set it up where all our needs, we getting it from each other. All our needs. Not some of our needs, brothers and sisters. All our needs. And we need to get it where we're comfortable that all our needs have been met and we're getting it from each other. That's what we should be concentrating on. Don't worry about what the Arab is doing, what the Mexican is doing, what the Chinese and the white man is doing. Don't worry about them. We should be concentrating in helping our brothers and sisters get established. We're going to do it, brothers and sisters. Nobody have a Ramadan and all the different times that we have and prayer time and all that like the Muslim, the Quran, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. People don't have that. So you can see where we going to get what we're talking about. If one generation don't get it, the next generation is going to get it. So let's keep looking for our brothers and sisters that we can help to establish business. Don't worry about that person's success in the sense that you haven't got there yet. You going to get there. The same brother that you helping, a sister that you helping, might turn around and help you get there. But we got to get it started, brothers and sisters. If our young people ask us, well, what did y'all done? Or what have you done? We got to tell them, don't worry about that. It's what we're trying to do. You got an opportunity to be part of it. And you wouldn't have to ask that question. You can see what yourself is doing. That's the way we got to move. And it's easy to talk negative about your brother or sister. It's easy. The work is seeing all the good in him and bringing out the positive in them and making them positive. You see, that's what we got to do. So praise be to Allah. We got the month of Ramadan. We got the Quran. We got to study it. We got to read it. We got to do as much as we can to keep up prayer. And Allah said, read as much of the Quran as you can, you know. It ain't no brothers and sisters. If you miss your reading, Allah is not going to destroy you. You ain't no devil because you miss your read. Or you overslept. Just try not to oversleep the next time. Try to read the Quran or catch up with the Quran. Make some effort. Let's pray for each other. Let's pray for each other. Let's show each other the positive thing, the thing that benefit each and one of us. Let's show each other that rather than showing each other their negativity. So brothers and sisters, we came to you in peace. And hopefully, Brother Agbon broke his fast, inshallah. We got about 15 more minutes. So we gonna leave you in peace. We came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Ramadan Mubarak. Yeah, thank you. Yes, sir. I had to be able to break my head. Keep me in 3 days, and I'm ready. Praise be to Allah. They stay like steak, and the water tastes like something another world. And it's so good. So all praise is due to Allah. This is what one of the blessings from the fast. The water tastes different. The food tastes better. I mean, and we know it. Don't nobody eat better than a Muslim. Nobody.
That's
right. Due to Allah, we are blessed people, and not because of we are Muslim, because Allah chose us. He had to choose us. Many of our families, members, they like it, but they don't. They ain't gonna come. They ain't thinking about coming except being a Muslim because they done bought into all the bad things were said about. So we understand that. All the bad things that have been said about us, we know that the best way to kill something is to lie on it. You lie enough and tell enough lies, then many people will believe them lies. So we understand that. We know how they work. We know they did that Dr. King and Malcolm and Martin and Elijah and many more. Many more of good people have didn't get a chance. People didn't get a chance to know them outright because of the lie they told them, coming from the media. And we know that is started now. That started in the days of Jesus. And we know that they didn't nail Jesus to the cross. They made it appeal to them. But look how they done the man. The man had to ask him, may God peace and blessing be upon him. Ask him, why you seek to destroy me? What have I done but spoke the truth? He said, why you hate me, a good man? He told him, I'm a good man. He said, but he said it himself. He said, don't call me good, though. I'm one good is the one who sent me. And the Bible makes it very clear that no way the sinner, the one who sinned, is like the one who's been sent. They're not the same. Allah doing the sinner. And the prophets, may God peace be upon all of them. Once he sent them, they took the challenge and they went. They did what they had to do. So all praises are due to Allah for this blessed month of Ramadan. We're coming up on the night of power and all the other good things that we're coming up on. We're at the halfway mark now. So praise it be to Allah. Allah is the greatest. Like you said, there's no other God, the one God, and the proper name is Allah. So let's pray in the sponsor of this film screen, of this show, Brother Hameen. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Hameen.
Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum. I just got a question. I heard you preaching and teaching, telling the truth, alhamdulillah, and it's really, really sounding really great. I just want to hear from you and brothers. How can I explain to my relative? I got a little niece who really is confused. How does that image stop us from owning a business? How does that image work on us to interrupt our thinking or interrupt us from owning a business and doing for self? And I'll hang up and I'll listen to you off the air. No, I just, you know, if you could answer that, alhamdulillah. I want to have a way to explain to her how that image is really doing us a serious
reason.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Yes,
thank you. I mean, well, you have to take your time with him. You have to show them in picture language why this happened. You know, it you can relate. She can,
all of them relate, all the people we have sent to college. And when they come back to college, come back to get a job. They didn't come back to make no job. And all the football players and basketball players, they got money, but they put nothing major out there, factories that we can all work out of. So that image has been their problem. They have caused them to lean on the image and lean and not lean on what God wants to have is the truth. Not lean on truth. We should love each other. African Americans, you find us have very little love, and we really don't know the meaning of real love because we have been taught. The Quran is teaching us. But real love is to be kind to each other. And how can we be kind to each other? We don't want to patronize each other. We don't spend money with each other. We have made everybody rich. That's a fact. All these millionaires that's in the world and in America, we have made them rich. Their neighborhood rich. Some of them got mansions set on a mile or acre of land, set off the road, got big fences around them. These are people that are making decisions that affect us. That what you call manipulation, that come, they slipping in on us, and then we come out acting on what they have. And we forget about what we need as a people. We look at our people like they want us to look at our people as lazy, sorry, don't want to work. All they want to do is drink and kill each other. That's the way they want to look at each other. So this is one of the reasons that you can show your children, even in the cartoon. Most of it is benefiting the other people. We're not doing that. We didn't steal nobody. We didn't come here to mislead nobody. We were forced to come here and work. We were forced to come here for a job. And the worst thing they did was did a job on us to keep us away from owning our own, trusting each other, trusting one another, and being critical toward each other. Let me hear what Suja got to say. He got something to say about this. Suja. Suja. Assalamu alaikum. Suja.
Let's
you want to tell the daughter why nobody is happy.
You want to tell the daughter about the image?
Yeah.
And what is it about?
I'm sorry, man. I was trying to unmute. Say the question again.
Alhamdulillah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you clear.
My niece is so confused. She's a nervous wreck, you know. She it's been some trauma in her life and everything. And I wanted to explain to her how that image affects us from owning businesses and owning property and everything else, trying to make the connection between, is trying to show her that that image is more deadly and dangerous than we even could imagine, you know, seeing God as a white man. So how should I explain that to her? How should I explain that to her?
Right. I got grandchildren, and I got children, you know, anytime I get together with them, discuss with them about things like that. Because we know it's important. The image is important. We know that the image has a psychological effect. The scientists say that one of the main reasons of us having mental illnesses, or a person has mental illnesses, is false worship. And false worship is talking about, and see, we are explaining to her the definition of things, explaining to her what things mean, you know. And false worship is worshiping anything in creation other than God. Giving yourself to it, you know. Seeing this here is important, more important than God. My hair, you see, my skin color. Anything that I feel that is making me a successful person in my life, you know. So showing them the application of how this image works, you know, is important. Because the older the young children get, the older they get, the more they have conversation with their friends, and the more they're able to see the success, how to be successful in the society. And the way that they are showing us being successful is giving yourself to that image, to the Caucasian, no more, and that they has all the work. That if I'm gonna be successful, I'm gonna have to give myself to them. I'm gonna have to be like them, you know. But this is not true. They got a whole lot of information out there now is showing how the Caucasians have stole everything from African Americans. How they said that they did this and they didn't do it, and the African American did it. You know, I think it's a matter of showing our young peoples that you should love yourself, that you's important, you know, but if you put yourself out there, you know, thinking that you're a white girl. Or put yourself out there saying that it's okay to be gay.
Yes.
You know, all these different things is because of that image. You know,
mm-hmm.
And when you give yourself to that, you know, you don't took yourself away from God. The main thing is to ask your grandchildren and your children.
Yeah.
You know, do you believe in God?
Yeah, that's the main thing. Yeah.
That's the main thing. As in, do you believe in God? And let them talk from there. If they say yeah, well, you know, all praises be to Allah. You know, you got the best hound so far. You got the best hand hope. In other words,
everything. The false worship is the worst mental oppression, mental attack,
yes,
than anything in creation. False worship.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because it affects your mind and your thinking,
yes,
and your intellect.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
False worship. Because and that image is the ultimate start, that image. Start of that false image of false worship.
Yeah.
That image. Standing in the way.
It's crippled the people that fall under the image. Cripple them so much that they don't have the kind of love and motivation for themselves to do the thing that God has planted in them to do. it caused them to hold back from the quality God have given them to make things happen. They depend on the other people. They put in themselves, I can't do this. I can't
right.
do this. The other people
see,
can do it.
Also, there's two things, you know, in talking to young folks, let them know, make it simple. They say, that's two things is this. That's the creator, and that's the creation. You know, and if you should give your whole self to the creator. But when you start giving yourself to the creation, then you're missing the mark.
Right.
The creation, everything in creation is dependent. The creator is independent.
And it explains because I was just looking at, it's a radio show out here run by Tavis Smiley, and I just got to get on that radio show tomorrow and tell them
they got a
Burger King out here, and these homeless people have made just a camp right in front of the Burger King. Look so bad, look nasty. And I said, now, that show is doing them Burger King people, the employees and the people who own the Burger King wrong. Man, and our mayor talking about a war on homelessness, that should be one of the first things you should do is try to put businesses there. So it look terrible. I mean, homeless encampment right in front of the Burger King, you know what I mean? So our mayor, African-American sister, that's so obvious, man. I should be one of the first people that she helped with them
funds. She should know.
Get them a voucher or something, you know? Oh, it's terrible, man. Terrible. Right there on Slauson and Crenshaw. Burger King, man. They got a homeless thing out there. Looks so nasty. Right in front of the Burger King. Right in front of the shopping center.
That's intentional.
I know it's intentional. Yes, that's intentional, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, and this false worship will explain all that. Why we ain't got no businesses, why we sleep on the street and we satisfied with it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why a lot of us is dope fiends and alcoholics and everything. Oh, yeah, that image, that false worship. We need to keep telling the people that. Keep telling them.
That's it.
I see it. Yeah.
That's it. And see, the young folks can pick it up. But I mean, real quick, they can pick it up. Have them play it back to you. Have them play it back to you. Quiz them.
Yes, sir.
You know.
Yes, sir. False worship.
The highest form of false worship is that image. That image that they put on us, and we just lapped it up because that's all we. That's how they did it. That's all we knew.
Yes,
that's all they gave us.
False
worship.
It's taking you into what false worship.
Somebody, they needed somebody to walk on, and they choose us, and they did it with that image, because a lot of people they bow down to that image, and so they take all the whatever good Allah put in that person, and whatever quality, whatever talent and skill. But put in that person, he don't even try to pull it out because that image have taken away from him. Keep your pen on that image. He don't say thank you, God. He said thank you, Jesus. In other words, he's thanking that image because that's the only image he's seen.
Thank you. That's right. And they will tell you, thank you, Jesus. That boy, he's so quick to say that. Good God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Good show, bro. Good.
This is
a great show. I'm just love.
Thanks.
You know, I was wondering where y'all had gone. You know, I said, uh-oh. I'm just love. Yeah, I'll praise
you. Are we back?
Yeah, right on time.
Right
on time.
Right, bro. Suja, you want to close down, please? Suja.
Suja.
I pray. Well, you want to close out, please, sir?
Yes, sir. I sure will. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship. Thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy mercy and grace, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray. I mean, Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak. Thank you. We will be back tomorrow, God willing. Thank you so much. Ramadan Mubarak and Aysa Alam Malik Home.